Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God in the book of Acts. On being released, they went to their friends and related what the high priests and elders had said. And on hearing this, the entire company raised their cry to God. O sovereign Lord, thou art he who made heaven and earth and sea, and all that is in them, who said to our fathers by the Holy Spirit through the lips of thy servant David, Why did the Gentiles rage, and the peoples vainly conspire? Kings of the earth stood ready, rulers mustered together against the Lord and his Christ. In this very city they actually mustered against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou didst consecrate. Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, mustered to carry out what thy hand had traced, thy purpose had decreed. So now, Lord, consider the threats of these men, and grant that thy servants may be perfectly fearless in speaking thy word. When thy hand is stretched out to heal and perform miracles and wonders by the name of thy holy servant Jesus. At their prayer, the place of the meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking God's word fearlessly. The apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus with great power, and great grace was on them all. Now, there was one heart and one soul among the multitude of believers. Not one of them considered anything his personal property. They shared all they had with one another. There was not a needy person among them, for all those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sale, laying the money before the feet of the apostles. It was then distributed to each individual's need. Thus, Joseph, who was surnamed Barnabas, or as it may be translated, Son of Encouragement by the apostles, a Levite of Cypriot birth, sold a farm belonging to him and brought the money, which he placed before the feet of the apostles. But a man called Ananias, who with his wife Sapphira had sold some property, appropriated some of the purchase money with the connivance of his wife. He brought only part of it to lay before the feet of the apostles. Ananias, said Peter, why has Satan filled your heart and made you cheat the Holy Spirit by bringing some of the money paid for the land? When it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And even after the sale, was the money not yours to do with as you pleased about it? How could you think of doing a thing like this? You've not defrauded men, but God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and expired. Great awe came over all who heard of it. And the younger men rose, wrapped the body up, and carried it away to be buried. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife happened to come in, quite unconscious of what had occurred. Tell me, said Peter, did you only sell the land for such and such a sum? Yes, she said, that was all we sold it for. Peter said to her, How could you arrange to put the Lord's Spirit to the proof? Listen, there are the footsteps of the men who have buried your husband. They are at the door, and they will carry you out as well. Instantly she fell down at their feet and expired. The younger men came in to find her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great awe came over the whole church and over all who heard of this. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Acts.